Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and a whole bunch of other good mornings. We thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk with Smile3E, and we thank God for each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule to drop by and support us. This is Cecilia, and we also have Minister Sheila Kaiser on the line, and we thank God for you once again. We cannot thank God for you enough. We cannot thank God enough. We cannot even acknowledge him and who he is in our lives. And so we thank you all. And now I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray and share whatever the Lord has given her. And if there's time, I will be back and share what the Lord has given me for us on this morning. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And thank each and every one of you that's listening. But most of all, I want to say God, our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, I thank you and thank you and thank you. As I always say, I cannot thank you enough for blessing me and each and every one that's on this earth today for another day. I'm going to thank you for the world, Lord, that you have given life to every living thing, human, animal, insect, mammal, everything that's living today. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. And I want to thank you for two of my granddaughters' birthdays today, for blessing them with another day of life to make another year. I call one Reese and the other one Naya. Lord, I thank you for them two young ladies that are here in this world today that you have blessed for another day. Lord, I give honor to you. I give honor for the life that you have blessed us with, Lord. I give honor, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Because I know if it wasn't for you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be here today. We would not be in existence. But, Lord, I ask you to bless us all and take us through this virus, through this epidemic that we're going through right now, Lord, to bless us, to let us all know, no matter what we're going through this virus, through our health, through our finance, through our jobs, through our schools, through our families, no matter what it is, God, you can bring us through it. You can show us the way. You can direct our steps and show us which way to go, Lord. We need to understand, no matter what it is, you is the answer. You are the way. You are the only true and loving and healthy and happy and rightful way to go. And to let us know, no matter every day we wake up, it is another test of life, another test that we have to learn to live and to honor and to control and take it through Jesus, that we have all the right answers, all the right ways, all the right directions, no wrong way out of it. No matter what we're going through, you might not understand it, but you take it to Jesus and we will all get the right answers, the right understanding, the right way to do life, to go by life, and to have the way of our life is through Jesus and the Father. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing me with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margot McCoy. Lord, I thank you for all the bishops, the evangelists, the deacons, the mothers, the sisters, the ushers, the members, the sons and daughters that you have placed on this world today, Lord. I thank you for everyone. Excuse me. I thank you for the world that you have created for us. And I ask you to remove all the ugliness that the devil have put on this earth, all the ugliness that the people are living through to put through others to think it is the way of life, to bless us to understand that the devil will misuse us and make us think no matter what we do wrong, that we cannot make it right, that we will not be accepted by you, Lord. You will not forgive us and show us the right way to go. The devil will use each and every mistake you have made to grow his fear, to let you understand once you make a mistake, once you do wrong, once you do, wrong by each other, there's no way to correct, but God has the answers no matter what it is. Take it to God. He will answer you. He will forgive you. He will show you the way. Lord, I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, cousins, uncles, aunts. Lord, I thank you for my bloodline family, my spiritual family, my work family, my neighborhood family. Lord, I just thank you for each and every one. Like I said, I cannot thank you enough. It is so much I can't thank you enough. There's so much I can't even say to thank you enough. Because, Lord, the time that you have given me, I thank you, and I thank you for, like I say, you woke us up this morning. Forever, whatever we thought woke us up, our mate, husband, wife, sons, daughters, granddaughters, noise, whatever it is, if it wasn't for the grace of God, our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, we would not be here to claim that awakening without the Lord's help. We would not have heard the family, the noise, or just waking up. We would not have the life. We would not have the sight, the breath, the legs, the arms, the eyes, the ears. We would not have a body that the Lord has given us. We are each, every day as we come to this earth that God has made us, and we will leave. But Lord, I ask you to bless the families to let them know that as we come into the world, we will leave the world, but to bless the families and take us through the situations of when we leave, when we leave this earth, that our family will understand and to grow more and more aware and in love and the ways of you, God. I thank you, and I thank you. Forgive me for stumbling, but Lord, you have been so beautiful to me. You have been so beautiful because yet we are still here. Well, no matter what we're going through, like I say, our illness, finance, family, work, neighbor, or just even within yourself, God can correct all our wrong. He can check and put in order all our mistakes. He can correct us the right way. He can lead us the right way. No matter what we have did, we are all need to know, we all need to know that he can correct and undo your sins. He can forgive you and direct you the right way. Don't ever let the devil confuse you that when you go wrong, there is no right. You can go make a left when you should have made a right. Just ask God to direct your path, show you the way to go, to lead you the right way. We are all not perfect, but yet he can correct our wrong and can make it right. But we need you, and we need you to bless this government, bless this world that is infecting us with ugliness, the wrong way, to let us know that we are here. They are here for all the people. We are all, not just a few. They are here for all of us, not just a handful. Not just because if they can't have their way, they'll punish or take advantage and disadvantage the world because of their selfishness, because they don't know how it is to run a world, but yet they want to step into an office. to try to control the world, rule the people, have them corrupt and misled and misunderstood. Lord, we need you to stand us up and to follow you and to get the understanding that ugly is ugly, but you can turn it around and make it beautiful. We need you to remove this ugliness out of our law enforcement, to direct us the right way, to show us that we are all here to work under one God in this world that will make it more beautiful than you could ever imagine. I seen on Facebook where I heard Steve Harvey say, if some of we could let the kids these days run the world or learn from the kids, we will see it's not a matter of color, sex, or religion. All can play and get along and live and be happy together. It's just the ugliness that the devil have put into the adults, into the ways of the different races to help us against each other. Lord, we need to learn that we are all one race. Some might be light, some might be brown, some might be dark, but Lord, we are all one nation under God, under our Father, under our Son. We are needing to understand. We are needing to learn. We are needing to love each other as we would want them to love ourselves. My words might be mixed, but I know you understand what I'm saying. Love your neighbor as you want them to love you. Treat your neighbor as you want them to treat you. Treat your family the right way. Just because one might have a dime and you might have a penny, don't go ugly on them, because you can lose your penny. Don't take your riches and look down on the ones that is not as rich as you. We are all rich in the eyes of the Lord. No matter what you might have, you can make it ugly and you could be taken away. We are all to understand we are all here under God and the Son, Lord Jesus, and we should be treating each other as one. We are not different. We are all one. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank you and ask you to bless these schools that they might reopen, because the only ones that are suffering is the kids, our children, our sons and our daughters that are losing time, losing education, that they are seeking to get the knowledge and understanding so that they can go out and make a world better to bring us back together. Lord, we need you to help us so that we might, so we can get back to normal. But we all know it's a test that we all have to pass. And let the devil understand, you will not win. God has the victory, will always have the victory, and we will win to remove this ugliness that is going on in this world, but to let all us know that, yes, so many are now learning. We don't need to come to you now when there's times and troubles, and then once it go, to walk away. We are needing to go to God and stay to God and to understand God, not only in trouble. When you're going good, keep it going. When it's going bad, take it to God and keep it going. God can remove all the wrong, all the ugliness, all the sickness, no matter what it is, health-wise, fast, financial-wise, or your family, all need to understand God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, is the way. To ask God to bless you, ask the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in your life, and keep it in your life. Don't only ask for it when you need it, ask for it when you don't need it. Have it 24/7, good, bad, ugly, or beauty. God is the way. He can bring you through any and everything. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. And God, I want to thank you all that you have blessed on this day. Thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kleiner.
I thank God for Minister Sheila and the prayer that she prayed and the words that she shared with us. I thank God for being God. I'm so grateful for God and all that he's doing, and that he's given each and every one of us another opportunity to thank him. I'm going to start off with a quick melody, and I thank God for it. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I really, really, really need God. A few days, about a week or so ago, I posted this that I'm getting ready to read. It says, many of us may feel that we are surrounded by death, loss, transition, both good and bad, restrictions such as the COVID-19, quarantines and social distancing, uncertainty. Some are being blessed with promotions and shiftings of anointings and callings and more. Seeking God and others, so much more or less and more. But please know this, what this really is a season of preparation that requires each and every one of us to humbly come before God, declaring and proclaiming, Father God, only thou knowest, Lord. These tests and times have not been experienced before by us, although thousands of years ago, many have experienced many things. And although the word of God does remind us that there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9 proclaims, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. And then I went on to write, but once again, John the Baptist proclaimed the coming of Jesus. Great men and women have proclaimed things since then through the unctioning of God's Holy Spirit, and many will continue to do so by the leading of God's Holy Spirit. And that is why each and every one of us need or should be willing to yield to this season of preparation that requires each and every one of us to humbly come before God, declaring and proclaiming, only thou knowest, Lord. Please remember that during the trials of our past ancestors and current times, it requires us to know and live, yet not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their path, your path. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. 1 Corinthians 1 and 25 says, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Therefore, we must learn how to comprehend both spiritual and natural things, especially during this and these coming seasons of which we need to proclaim, Father God, only thou knowest, Lord. Through God's wisdom that is directed by his Holy Spirit, that will lead us in God's will, his ways, and without needing to completely, and even if we could understand it, through his revealing that we can't do or know without God's Spirit revealing it to us. God, Father God, only thou knowest. In Jesus' name, we need God to help us in our homes, in our churches, everywhere. Only thou knowest. Then on the 4th of April, I wrote, wow, what to do in the middle of a crisis, emotional crisis. Help me, Lord. And I shared a sermon from one of our bishops of this time. And then on the 2nd, I said, family, the peace of God starts with him, the perfect Trinity, the people that I call and that are my family. I thank God for my family. We have family members that we've lost recently. We went to our cousin Matilda's home going, and then we had our other cousin that is in the hospital. Her name is Cookie, and we thank God for her. We bless God for her. We just were praying for her and with her and her family. And we had our Aunt Mary Alice, who was our aunt, Uncle Bucky's wife. I mean, we've had our dad's sister, Aunt Frawley. She just passed yesterday around 2 a.m. in the morning. And the one thing that I just hearing in my spirit is I repent. So then I wrote on Facebook, I said, I repent. Me first, God. I repent. And then I put 2 Chronicles 7. I said, I repent for real. Why? Because I have a question for you. Have you finished all that God has told you to do? And if not, why? Again, the question I asked is, have you, not your brother, not your sister, not your cousin, not your uncle, not your neighbor, not your colleague, not your spouse, not your children, but have you finished all that God has told you to do? And if not, why? Who has turned away and forsaken God's statutes and his commandments, which he set before us? Who has served other gods and worshiped them? Why has God plucked some of the very people from the roots out of this land that he sanctified for us? Why hath the Lord done this to his land, to his house? Why? Because we have forsaken the Lord, our Father, and we've worshiped and served other gods. I'm talking about we. We in America, his people who he created in Genesis. We've served these other gods that didn't create us. We've done this very thing, this very evil thing. When 2 Chronicles 7, 11 and the other verses that I'm going to cover said in 11, thus Solomon finish the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came unto Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. Have you finished all that God has told you to do? If not, why? And then the word goes on to say, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. I have chosen this place to be my, I have chosen this for a house and sacrifice. If I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if I command, God said that if he commands, can you imagine if God shut up the heaven where there would be no rain? Can you imagine what it would be like? God decided that because of the evil of mankind, that he would actually do verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Can America say that? Can America say that God has chosen this place as his place of sacrifice? Can we say that? Verse 13 goes on to say, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, and if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. That's what God said. He said if he would do that, that means that he has the power to do. Do you really want God to show you what he can do? Do you really want God to show you the power that he has in his hand? Not just the power that he's given us, because he's given us power as well. And that's a whole nother message. But if he shuts up heaven and there is no rain, my. If he commands the locusts to devour the land, or if he would send a pestilence among his people, men and women of God, family and friends, what is COVID-19? But he went on to say that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal the land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made in this land, in this place. My. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou would walk before me as David thy father walketh, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then shall I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have coveted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail there thee a man to be a ruler in Israel. But America, my sisters and my brothers, that is not what we've done. What we've done is what the rest of the scripture said, which many of us have not heard preached too much. But the truth of the matter is that the word of God says, but if ye turn away and forsake my statutes, my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Uh-huh. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them in this house, uh-huh, which I have sanctified my name and will cast out of my sight and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land, unto this house? Uh-huh. And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt and laid hold other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Once again, people, I say, I repent. Me first, God. I repent for real. For the same questions that I asked in the beginning were just spelled out in verses 19 through 22. For I ask the question, have you finished all that God has told you to do? If not, why? Uh-huh. See, that was part of Solomon making his sacrifice to God. That was part of Solomon giving all that he had to God, because he wanted God to bless him. He wanted God to give him wisdom. He wanted God to know that he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But then I went on and asked the question, who has turned away and forsaken God's statutes and his commandments that he set before us? Who has served other gods and worshiped them? Why has God plucked them up by the roots out of his land, which he sanctified with his name? Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto his house? Because we have forsaken the Lord God of our fathers. We worshiped and served other gods. We've done this. Because we've done this, he's allowed the evil to come upon this world. Again, I say, I repent. Me first, God. Me first. I repent, and I repent for real. See, Jonah prayed, and God saved. Do you remember that? It was in the book of Jonah. Moses prayed, and the Red Sea parted. It's in the book of Exodus. Job prayed, and the Lord restored his fortune. It's in the book of Job. David prayed, and he was strengthened. Uh-huh. It's in Psalms. Peter prayed, and he received a new vision. Uh-huh. It's in the book of Acts. Paul prayed, and the people were healed. It's also in the book of Acts. Daniel prayed, and he was delivered. It's in the book of Daniel. Hannah prayed, and her son, she was given a son. And 1 Samuel, my. Jesus prayed, not my will, but your will be done. In the book of Luke. When we pray about everything, and we don't worry about anything, and we tell God what we need, and we thank him for all that he's done, like it was done in Philippians, we can know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that God has heard our prayers, each and every one of our prayers, and that God has the power to stay the hand of every place. Each and every plague, whether they're known as a virus or whether they're known as people would say, premature death, whatever it is known as, God has the power to change it. God can do all things but fail. Father God, we come before you right now, asking you, God, for mercy. Crying out to you, God, for mercy. For mercy fit every case. We're crying out, God, for the MERS family members. We're crying out, God, for mercy for our nation. We're crying out, God, for mercy for our church. God, there are so many places calling themselves churches and ministries when yet they're just a gathering and a social club. Ah, God, we're crying out and we're asking you for mercy. In the midst of the crisis, we're coming to Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Jesus, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. In the midst of the crisis, God, we're asking you to heal, to deliver, to set free, God. You said that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray, God, we're humbling ourselves. We're praying before you, God. We're seeking your face, God, not just your hand, God. We're asking you, God, to turn, to calm every storm. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. We know that you hear us, God. We thank you for forgiving us. We know that many times we've said, forgive us, God, forgive us, God, forgive us, God, over and over and over and over again. And yet we've returned back into the vomit. My, 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 my. But God, we ask you this time, forgive us once again, God. For in your word it said, how many times must I forgive someone? God, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for forgiveness, God. We glorify you, God, and we thank you for forgiveness, God. We magnify you, and we thank you for forgiveness, God. We bow down before you, God, and we thank you for forgiveness, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. For all that you're doing, God. We ask you in the name of Jesus. We intercede for those that know not even that they need to be interceded for. For those that need to believe, we intercede for them. Those that do believe, God, we intercede for them. God, we repent. We repent. We repent, God. Help us, God, to repent with our whole heart. With every fiber of our total being, God, help us to repent. Help us to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we've got to repent, that we've got to come before you with our whole heart saying, God, we're not just sorry. We're not just apologizing, but we repent. We're turning from our wicked ways. We're humbling ourselves before you, God. Hallelujah. We're glorifying your name today, God. We're glorifying your name tomorrow and the next day, God. We repent, God, for everything in our life that's evil and not like you, God. We say, not our will be done, but your will be done, God. We say, be it unto us according to your word, God. Have your way, God. Be magnified in our lives today, God. Be magnified in every area of our lives today, God. Have your way on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you, God. Forgive us for having other gods. whether it was our homes, our jobs, our spouses, our loved ones, whoever, wherever, God, forgive us, God, for you are the one and only true and living God. We glorify you and you alone, God. Allow your Shekinah glory to consume every fiber of our total being, every cell, God. Every piece of land, every piece of dirt, God. Clear the airways in the name of Jesus. Every con, D, every co, IVID, every disease, everything, God, that will come to try to harm us and wipe us out, clear the air. Clear the air. Clear the air. Clear our airways, God. Clear the oxygen in the atmosphere on today, God. Clear it in the name of Jesus. Speak to this storm and make it stand still, God. Speak to this storm and obliterate it and annihilate it in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Minister Sheila, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Elect, for that. Looking words of encouragement, the acknowledgement, the prayers. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And it's enough, not 10 words of mouth that I can thank you, Lord. I cannot thank you enough for the Apostle Lex. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And now I want to say, if there's anyone on the line that might have a remark, testimony, or the words of encouragement to them beautiful words of prayer that the Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser just gave us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, thank you, thank you. The lines are open. And your time is now. Have your way, Lord.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I repent. I repent. Hallelujah. I thank God for the woman of God. I thank her for bringing us to the throne, helping us to look close inside our hearts and see where God wants to take us. I thank you for that powerful word of God. I thank you for listening to him and doing what he told you to do. I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you. You've helped me this morning. You blessed me. You've helped me to grow, to look and to learn and to be real before my God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. Hey.
Hallelujah.
No matter what. No matter what. No matter what, I praise him, I praise him, I praise him. We have to praise him till we get to the other side of this thing. I praise him for all those that can praise him. I praise him for those that are looking to him. Hallelujah. And we believe him.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you for those words. Thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement. And thank you for your words to understand that we all need to understand, to thank the Lord above, the God, to understand, to repent, to understand. We are nothing without the love and directions and the life of the Lord. And God, our Father, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you for them words I thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. Oh, bless us all, Lord. Remove this ugly. I repent the ugly. Lord, I repent for all that I have did, that I know you can correct me and lead me the right way. God, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. The lines is open. Lines is open. If anyone else. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Woo, thank you. Anyone else have anything to say? Your time is now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Lines are open. Does anyone else have anything to say? Your time is now. Lord, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for all that is listening. However it is you're listening, if you have words you want to say but you can't say, you might be at work, like I know I be at sometimes and want to say something but can't say something. But Lord, I thank you for each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And like I said, can't thank you enough. And I want to thank for all that is listening, for all that are praying, for all that are understanding, no matter what, God is the way. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you. I want to ask Apostle, you have anything else you want to say before I give the last remarks?
No, ma'am. Just praise God. Praise God. I repent. I repent. And I repent again.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, because we all need to know, need to repent and ask God for all the directions, all the forgiveness, all the ways of life, because there is a ugly end world that the devil was trying to make, but we know that God can remove all the ugliness and make us so beautiful in the way of the life that he has for us. I say, I want to thank you, thank you, and thank you all. And I want to ask you if you can tune back into this blog talk each and every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Let's Talk with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And on Monday nights, with Blog Talk, and also Facebook with Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. And we'll be also on Facebook. We'll have a lot and very inspirational, wonderful speakers on Monday night, and also on Friday nights, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, if you can tune in on Sundays, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, on Monday nights with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, from 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the mighty words of knowledge and encouragements and scriptures and information that God has given these wonderful ladies, beautiful ladies, daughters of his, to encourage us and to bring to our world of acknowledgement that he can take you through more things than you can ever imagine. And I also want to quote our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and we all need to be blessed through the love and the understanding of the life of God, because no matter what you're going through, God, our Father, and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus, is the answer, the only answer, the only truthful answer, the only way to bring beauty from the ugliness that is trying to control. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, and have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. I think this is the Palm Sunday. I don't know, I might have it wrong, but I say forgive me, but all I know that this is the month that Jesus died for us, but yet rose to give us everlasting life and to direct our life the right way and to remove us from the sins and the corruption of the devil pit. We all need to know, but every day we ought to know it's a birthday through God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus. The devil will have a pitch for you 24/7. But we need to let him know you can pitch yourself, because I'm not coming with you. I thank you, and I thank you, and amen.